Future. Everyone in her group.
The Vindicator, history reported daily.
Hey guys, welcome to Vindy Sports Live. I'm Brian Zenis. Joining me today, Dan Heiner across the table from me, and an American hero, one of the more beloved, you know, characters in the Mahoning Valley, Western Reserve football coach Andy Hake.
Hi guys.
Coach Hake, you know, thank you for coming on. You know, it was a pleasure speaking with you last week, you know, for a football preview. I have to add, you know, follow up on since our last visit. Has there been any luck, you know, finding a kicker?
We're on it. Like, we actually had special teams practice today, and we spent about half an hour working on kicking, and two guys emerged, but we got to get some consistency with them. But no, that was funny. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I was actually looking through, you know, the OHSA record book not that long ago, and I noticed that your team was the last one in the state of Ohio to drop kick an extra point.
That's true. Dominic Velasquez, and then they ended it. Dominic Velasquez did a drop kick a few years ago for us, and it was the last time.
2016.
It was the last time that it was legal, I think. You can't do it no more.
So, like, what, after that happened, did you have, like, a memo from the state? Like, how, you know, what was the thinking there?
No, he just practiced it on his own. Dominic was a skilled kid, real smart kid. Came to us in eighth grade. And he was a lefty quarterback. Good player. No, he really was. Dominic was one of the best.
I remember
players.
Him.
And he was very bright, too. And he would practice drop kicking, too. And he said, hey, you got to see this. I do this. And it was so consistent, his drop kicks. It was, like, amazing. You would say, hey, this guy keeps doing this consistently. I said, look, in one of these games, I'm just going to say, go out there and drop kick one. He's like, you won't do it. So he did it, and he made it. It was unbelievable. No, everybody went, like, nuts. You know what I mean? We've had different kids kick... like a circus. It's a carnival of carnage, our kicking sometimes. We just let different guys. You could kick maybe one of the times this year. Let you go out there.
Has the kids kind of gained an appreciation for special teams while you've been going on the squad?
No, this is year 11, and we've had a couple kickers that are pretty good. And then we've been very fortunate with our kids and our teams that, you know, we win games. And then sometimes, despite... you know, the kicking game. Our punter, we always have a decent punter, but the kickoff and extra points, sometimes it's like a Greek tragedy. Yeah, we're just holding our breath till it's over. But no, we're working on it, and we're getting better at it, and we got a couple guys.
So this is your 11th season now?
11th season.
Is this still, you know, exciting for you? Is this
brand new. Like, this is, you know, some people, that's what I do. I coach and I teach history and social studies to 7th and 8th graders, and I coach football, and I'm the track coach there, and I love it. No, I love it. I do. I love it. And I feel that we built a pretty darn good program where the kids in the community are really proud to play for us.
You mentioned to me the kids are carrying flags out. Is there an American flag end zone this year?
American flag end zone?
Yes.
Oh, like last year they did both. I couldn't believe that. That was like one of the most incredible things. We had Kevin Windham and our crew made the American flags and the end zones. And they put it in some... They made a calendar out of it.
Out of like what?
No. The people made a national calendar, called us, and put that picture in one of them. And they gave our school a couple $1,000s because I'm serious, because they won an award because this guy made our end zones, big American flags, Berlin Center. I think a lot of small towns in America, you know, Flyover America is very patriotic. I think there's a lot of veterans that live, and they live at Heavy in Berlin Center and Ellsworth. And post 95, VFW post 95, 71 is very active in Ellsworth. And they do our color guard for all of our games. And a lot of the kids, it's their grandfathers. And they're, you know what I mean? They're showing them honor and respect. Everybody should do. I don't understand why more people aren't like this. And our kids just want to bring the flag out. And every kid comes out with the flag. And they rally around the VFW 90, post 95, 71 when they come on the field. And they love it. Our kids are nationalistic.
Has that relationship always been there between, like, you know, the kids in VFW, or is that something that you more foster?
They've always been active in that community, and they've always been really good. Since the day I got there 10 years ago, 11 years ago, they've been very good to the team, and it's a close, you know, it's a tight community. Like a lot of these communities around here, they have their own thing. Ours happens to be, like, very, like, you know, patriotic veteran, you know, respectful veterans. I think a lot of people are like that, though. I think they're a little bit afraid because of the turbulent times and atmosphere to maybe go out there and be and show how much you are like that. But I think there's a lot of, I know Dan Yeagley and Bob Spake, there's a lot of coaches in this area that are like-minded with that kind of thinking. You know what I mean? Very patriotic, team-oriented, country first, family first. You know what I mean? That kind of stuff. I think that's the bigger picture of what, you know what I mean? That's what it is. It's, you know what I mean? We're with the team, man. We're with the, we're, you know, our kids come out and they're with the country and they're with their, they're with the veterans out there and they're with the town. I just think that's what it is. It's nothing else other than that. Someone else wanted to make it something else other than that's goofy, but that's just how we are. You know what I mean? And you know what? Our kids rally around it. They rally around it. And it shows.
Is there anything about just sort of that zeitgeist of, you know, it's the fall, you know, kids playing, you know, football's a sport where, you know, no one person can win a game. Everybody sure. has to do everything.
And, yeah.
You know, then you have like sort of the patriotism backdrop to it. You know, just what is it about that, you know, time of year that and that, you know, experience that makes it so special?
I think it's for me, it's everything. For me, that's the, I follow professional sports teams. I like the Bears and the Browns. I like the Buckeyes. You know what I mean? Indians are, I like the Indian kid, but I don't follow those guys as much as I, you know, I got my own team, my own kids, young kids that are impressionable. Some kids, most of the time, they have better characters. They have better character. So, you know, I'd rather hang out with my team, my boys. And I just feel that what you described, you know, that back story of the country, the flag, the fall, what is our country? What is our culture? You know what I mean? I didn't make it. What is it? And you recognize it. And that's America, man. You know, baseball is America's pastime. Football is America's passion. You know what I mean? And I didn't make that. I'm just recognizing what it is. You know, I love baseball, man. I love baseball too. But football season's special in the country, isn't it? I mean, wouldn't you say that's like one of the most special times? It's almost become like holy ceremony, like a holy type.
Well, I mean, everybody's losing it today because, you know, NFL preseason starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Browns are on tonight, right?
Yeah. Absolutely, they are on.
They are on.
Yeah, no, the Browns are on, man. The Browns are on. And it's more exciting now more than, I mean, come on, think of the atmosphere just talking about Browns for so long. You know, now we're delivered from evil. You know what I mean? It hasn't even happened yet. And we've been delivered from evil. And it's been because of an attitude. Isn't that what it is? Attitude, how you approach a situation and things like that.
I guess, you know, Dan's more of a Browns guy than I am, being, you know, considering I'm from Pittsburgh. You know, mm-hmm. Would you agree that they've been, you know, delivered from evil here?
I mean, I would love to say yes. The fact that I haven't seen a Browns team win since 2007, and even then that required Derek Anderson crap the bed in week 16.
Yeah.
I'm still a little cautious.
Yeah.
But I do like where we're going. I actually want to bring up something, but I want to build off what you just said. How much, when you look at a team like the Browns or when you deal with a high school, how much does the attitude help influence that culture or influence any culture in a locker room?
I think that that's, like, I don't know, I was talking to my coaches today about it. I think it's over half. Hey, listen, the game is won with people. Woody Hayes used to always say that you win with people, man. It's nice to have guys all fired up and gunned up and doing fundamentals and doing executing it, but you got to have some guys doing it, right? But I think that half of the game is mental, and although you have to win with people, you can go 500 or 6-4 if you do have determined people. You know what I mean? And I see that all the time with great programs. They're determined. And even when they're down, they're not down. Mogador's never down. How is Mogador never down? How is, and I'm just saying, small school. There's schools all around here that are very rarely ever down. So when South Range down, what are they down a whole lot? They're not, and they're in a new league. They're in a new league. And I can't wait till everybody gets a taste of them. Because I know they're the small school coming in. I can't wait till people get a taste of that, because they're as tough as anybody in the area, because they're as coached well as anybody in the area, because it goes back to your question. It's the mental. People have expectations and a high demand, and they're good dudes over there. So you know what? The town's going to allow them to coach a certain way, and the kids are going to reach their expectations, demand, because the family values at home are going to. It's really not that hard. It's logic and reasoning when you start talking about it. And a lot of people are like that. You know, when's the last time, Bob Spate's been at Columbiana. There's another guy, and I talk about him because it's a public school, and you only got so many kids, and you get different kids every year. and you just don't get studs all the time. How the heck are you always above 500? Or, you know what I mean? It's because it's what you, it's that culture. It's that mindset of we're going to be like this. And the rest of the country might not be like this. This thing's ours, and we're going to be like this. And those guys are like that. And I think their programs reflect that kind of McDonald, Dan Williams. That's a bitter rival of ours. McDonald's a bitter rival of ours. Who's had more success than McDonald High School through the years? For a small public school. And I'm just, it is what it is, you know?
We will go a little bit further into that. And first, we need to take a break and hear from our sponsors. Sponsor, we need, Kyle needs a break. And we will be back on Vindy Sports Live shortly.
The Vindicator. History reported daily.
Vindy Wheels. Redesigned for print, online, and mobile with thousands of local rides. It's a no-pressure way to find your next vehicle or to sell your old one. At home or on the road, it's all local all the time. VindyWheels.com.
Need cash? Place a garage sale ad in The Vindicator. Get a free garage sale kit when you call Classifieds now. 330-746-6565, option 4, or email classifieds@vindy.com.
And welcome back to Vindy Sports Live. I'm Brian Zenas here with Dan Heiner and Western Reserve football coach Andy Haake. Andy, we're a few years removed from, you know, the breakup of the ITCL. You know, everyone's sort of gone their separate ways. You guys went into the Mahoning Valley Athletic Conference. Is high school football in this area, you know, better for it? Or, you know, do you feel like the everything's sort of in good shape as far as that's concerned?
Yeah. Our league is basically that old ITCL lower tier, the Mahoning Valley Athletic Conference. Us, McDonald, Springfield, Middle Ridge, Sebring, Lowville, Jackson, Milton, Waterloo. And now we just added, we added eight teams that used to be the old, the old TAC 8, or most of them for the TAC 8. You know, Camel, Liberty, LeBray, I think Brookfield and Crestview. They're in the up, and so they're going to figure that out. But we have a stable league. Yeah, I think football in this area is great. I think it hurts the Vindicator not being around as much anymore, really a lot, because I think that, you know, just us talking a little earlier, who's going to bring, you know, the Vindicator and the, and I think the TV stations are part of the reason why sports, especially high school football in this area, is what it is, because they give us our real heroes. They give us the heroes. They give us our heroes. You know what I'm saying? Because we get it set straight. And there's, and the one thing with sports is there's always, like, you know, I was talking to you about this. There's an ending. Yeah. There's a true ending to the games. So there is heroes in these games. And the story being told is important. You know, sometimes in our politics and in a lot of these situations, we don't get the real story. And I think the Vindicator gave us the story. You know what I mean? With the other news stations, too. But I think high school football in this area is as good as it's ever been. I think it's midnight, though, with this paper clo. I do. I think it's going to be like midnight. I don't know what's going to happen. I think it was better when Vindicator's around. I don't know who's going to give us the story. Who's going to keep these people in check? Who's going to... I just think there's a lot of things that are going to ripple with not having the Vindicator. And I think that... and I'm not trying to go off on a tangent, but when you say, how is the state of high school football in here? As good as it's ever been. But I think it's midnight. And we just don't know it yet. And I don't know what's going to happen after midnight. And I don't know who's going to fill the void of keep bringing us our heroes the way that, you know, you guys have been doing it for the last, I don't know when high school sports became huge. But I know in this area, football especially means a lot to a lot of people. And local heroes are always better to follow than national heroes. It's always better to have local heroes. It is, for a lot of reasons. And I think that we're going to go back to that. I just don't know what's going to happen now. I don't know what's going to happen, but I do know this. It's a good state of affairs now, if it's ever been. But someone has to keep propping it up and giving us our news and keeping it relevant. And if it's not relevant because you're not talking about it, I think the interest level does go down a little bit.
Do you worry at all about, you know, what Mahoning County will look like and, you know, the Youngstown area will look like without a newspaper? Or what will become of it?
By the way, this is all not prompted.
Yeah, so. we did not put him up to this.
No, I just think you're talking about logic and reason and common sense and actual interesting issues. Not something that's not, you know, scraping a surface. How you doing? How's the team this year? Well, there's other things going on. You know what I mean? And this is a local tragedy. So I think that there needs to be a void filled with how we're going to get our information about not just sports, bigger picture stuff, but the sports was such an influence on this area. I think it's just such an influence. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think someone's going to have to fill that void. And, you know, it's just, I don't know what's going to happen. But I think the state of affairs right now is people are up, you know.
You mentioned, like, you know, it's good to have local heroes. Who are some of your local heroes?
My father and mother first. My dad went to Girard, and he's my hero, my father. And he was like, he's probably one of the better athletes that ever went out. You know, he went to Murray State and played football and came back, coached at Brookfield, when he was part of a state championship team in 1978. Del Cerrone was the head coach there, passed away. And, you know, he coached high school football and baseball 20 years, had baseball coach at Brookfield. My dad's my hero. And then there's other guys. I mean, come on. You know, all these guys, I think, that are coaches in the area, I don't say all, but a lot of them, from, you know, Nick Cochran and Girard, who's the coach at Struthers? Zets for a long time was in Struthers. This Dick Engel, this Anarella. You look at these guys. I'm just saying coaches that, you know, Pete Butchie. People like think, you know, look at all the lives these guys touched. Look at all the lives and people they've influenced. You know what I mean? A lot more than most of these politicians with empty promises. Fact. These guys are actual men that modeled, correct? How many kids at Dan Yeagley effect or Bob Spate just effect? So, like, I think it's so important that we keep this as our culture. It's very important that you keep sports as part of our culture, especially high school football. Yeah. It means a lot.
I mean, definitely a great poignant example of that was, you know, this past June with, you know, Coach Anarella, Austin Hamfitch. I mean, his, you know, I guess you would call it his Ewing at the high school, you know, was lined up outside the door. I went to the funeral and there were, you know, players and, you know, ex-coaches there. And, you know, it's like you said, I mean, when you really think about it, how long he's been doing this and, like, how many people, you know, lives he's
American
touched.
Legend. He's like Davy Crockett.
It wasn't just like, you know, the Billy Prices of the world that play in the NFL. It's, you know, the average everyday.
And that's who makes high school football great, those guys. Those guys that never got their name in the paper. It's not Billy Price. Yeah. Billy Price took care of himself. I'm a Billy Price fan. He works out at our school. He's like a hero. When he's in town, he works out at our school. Doug McGlynn's our superintendent, was his principal at Fitch. He comes, I think he's, but Billy Price, Mario Manningham, Maurice Claret, those guys took care of themselves because they're great players. High school football and high school sports is made by the no-namers, the down-the-liners, the guys that never made All-League, because there's a lot more of them and a lot more of their parents than there is of the ones that are the superstars. Do you know what I'm saying? So it was I just think the average citizen is affected a lot more than they realized by sports and era and guys like Phil Anarella. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean or not happy about any politician area. How many, you know, I mean, and I'm not trying to be mean. Phil Anarella affected.
You can be mean if you want to.
Well, Phil Anarella affected a lot more lives than Tim Ryan. It's fact and fiction.
That's a fair take.
That's fact.
Yeah.
Immediate impact. You're going to have a hard time telling me that Dan Yeagley and Bob Spate did not affect more people in a positive, I don't say a positive way, but affect more people and how they influenced that young man or young lady. Happened to build their character, and then they carry on that trait or carry on that, you know, value. So I just, you know, I'm talking to you real here today, and I'm not trying to offend anybody, but it is what it is. And people just need to say, you know, what it is. I don't do everything right. I cuss a little too much. You know, and I work on that all the time. I mean that. I work on that. That's not something that's like, hey, I cussing, huh? No, I work on that. And you know what? I do feel like this when it comes to cussing, because it's a part of things, and you have to limit it. You have to watch it. But I never, my high school football coach never cussed at me, said no kid ever in the country. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, but you have to curb. You have to watch what you're saying. You have to watch what you're saying to kids, because they look at you and you're their hero. So you have to be a good hero.
You know, do you think you've mellowed out a bit over the years, or are you still?
I'm as amped up as I've ever been, and but when I say that, you know, if you're with me all day or I'm with you all day, and you know how someone really is, that's fundamentally different than you coming to a practice and seeing someone when they're at their worst. And this is the movie, but you see this part, and this is the movie now. You just got to keep things in perspective. But no, we don't grab. You know, you don't grab no kid. You don't. I treat my guys like my brother. Sometimes I get a little too. Into it, but their kids, they see that, and that's excitement. They see someone cares about them, and then they give more. You know, it works for me. I don't know if it works for everybody. I wouldn't say for people, do exactly how I do. Don't, but be yourself, right? Be true to yourself, and then speak from your heart, and then you know, don't apologize, right? Then don't apologize.
Do you think it's easier to kind of take that approach when you're dealing with high school or maybe some low-level college where it's that constant turnover, and you only have 4 years with a kid, so you can kind of, the message doesn't necessarily get old.
Sure, yeah, no, 100%. And, you know, I talk about that all the time, too. You know, what if these guys got contracts? What if these players got contracts, and we got to sign a couple of these guys for a few more years? You know what I mean? Or what if they made more money than us? And then you're telling them about certain things that when you talk to kids about, they're, yes, sir. But you tell a grown man that, it's, hey, man, you know, they're going to be as professional as they can be, you know, in the big leagues. And they are, most of these guys are very professional. But it's hard sometimes, I bet, for some of these coaches to talk to a player who is financially, to some degree, more valuable than the coach. And we see it. But I think high school football is still the purest. It's the purest where you could really influence kids and it goes back. You don't need all the talent in high school football to be competitive. You know, you need to win 8, 9, 10 games. You got to have Jimmies and Joes, man. But I think to win 500, a lot of times it's your attitude, and the kids have to buy that attitude. But they don't buy, you know. But I think the kids buy. The league I'm in, if you play really hard, and you really care, I think you can win 4 or 5 games.
It's a good thought to, you know, and we will take a quick break, and we will come back for, you know, our third segment with Andy Haake and Dan Heyer.
In the market to buy, sell, or rent a home? Check out Vindy Homes every Sunday in the Vindicator on Vindy.com or mobile. Every week, you'll find local feature homes for sale and the best area real estate listings, weekly real estate transactions, remodeling tips, apartment directories, and more. Pick up your copy of Vindy Homes this week. Log on to Vindy.com or call 330-746-6561 to subscribe today. 330-746-6561.
Need a job? Looking for employees? Visit the number one website for local jobs, VindyJobs.com. With automated search alerts, resume building tools, social media integrations, and mobile access, it's easy to find the right job or employee with VindyJobs.com.
We're doing something we love. What more can you ask?
And I'll be back next year and the year after that.
And welcome back to Vindy Sports Live. I'm Brian Zess here with Dan Heiner, Western Reserve football coach Andy Haake. We put out on Twitter that, you know, if people wanted to ask you something. We said you could ask about football, life, America, anything. And we got one response. This is from, you know, former Vindicator reporter Charles Grove.
Who was here a couple weeks ago.
He was here a couple weeks ago. We interviewed him. He has a pressing question. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? I'm going to say no.
Why?
Because a hot dog's a hot dog, and a sandwich is a sandwich.
There you go.
Thank you.
You have it, Mahoning Valley.
But you know what? I'm not going to apologize, right?
That's right.
It. All right, that's it.
Which, if we're on the context of, you know, internet blowing up questions here,
yes.
Let's go to the age-old one. Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, man. Yippee-ki-yay, I remember that one. Yeah.
Because there is a staunch debate.
In this newsroom.
In this newsroom. In the sports staff.
It is a Christmas
movie. Yes! Yes!
Is it not?
No! It is a Christmas movie. There's Christmas lights. It's set during Christmas. I believe it's a Christmas
it's
movie.
It's just, what's his name? John what? What's the guy's
John
name?
John McClane?
John McClane. That's an all-timer, man. John McClane.
No!
I grew up with the old Die Hard, man.
No. Oh,
God. Yeah.
No. Gosh. I'm going to come across somebody who says no at some point before this play shuts
down.
Yeah,
you kind of goaded me into that. You know what I mean? Is it a Christmas? Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
You mentioned earlier you've coached, you know, left-handed quarterback in Tom Velasquez. I read not that long ago that there are currently no left-handed quarterbacks in the NFL. Coach Hank, why is that the case?
I don't know, because left-handed people are very unique. Left-handed people are very unique people a lot of times. I'm serious when I say that, and evidence shows us, and research shows us that. That's a study in school. Left-handed people a lot of times are unique people in different ways. We're all unique. But left-handed people, and the left-handed people that I know are unique people, so I don't know. I had doubt Don Velasquez was a heck of a quarterback. I have another lefty on my team this year. But you know what? Hey, you know what? We all come in different shapes and sizes. I don't know why
Did Dom's uniqueness ever manifest itself
He goes to Ohio State. Yeah. He's brilliant. Yeah. He got that award from Curbstone Coaches for. He got some awards. That he's a brilliant kid. Oh, he's brilliant. He was a great player. You know what I mean? All timer for us. So, yeah, left-handed quarterback. That's interesting. Yeah. I did not know that. What was Mike Vick?
He was left-handed.
He was left-handed.
He was unique.
The last left-handed pass in the NFL was thrown by Dez Bryant, of all people.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You're right. I was thinking Tebow.
Yeah, I think the last left-handed quarterback.
Was Steve Young?
Steve Young was a lefty.
You're unique. They're unique. You know what I mean? I don't know how many there are, but when they're around, don't they sure seem to be? If there's none now, and it's Vick and Young were. Well, that's unique. I mean? Because I don't know too many guys that were lefty quarterbacks. Now that you start talking about that, you know what I mean?
Wasn't Jared Lorenzen was left-handed, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah.
How unique was he, man?
I mean,
the world needs more Jared Lorenzen.
He got that and Little Debbie's.
Yeah.
Because he was buddies with Little Debbie. He was a big cat, man. I remember him.
R.I.P. Jared Lorenzen.
God bless your soul, man.
Long live him, man. He was awesome, man. He was awesome. You know what I mean? I know he passed away a year ago.
Actually, a couple months ago.
Yeah, it was a little bit ago.
Yeah. Ask you about another one of your former star players, Jack Capobianchi. He's back at Youngstown State. Yeah. What do you think about that?
Jack was awesome. You'd want to be around Jack. Jack's a great teammate. Jack was a top-notch player, and he's a great teammate. You want to be around Jack. He went to Ohio State, played the whole year, got a Rose Bowl. No. He was on the team, and things were going well. And he had a little hiccup down there, and he came home. But you'd want Jack around. The area wants guys like Jack. Youngstown State needs to do a better job of getting guys like Jack out of high school. And as a local coach, that's our sentiments. And I love Youngstown State. I'm a graduate, and I think Bo Pelini's one of the better coaches in the country. When it comes to X's and O's, he's really brilliant. He truly is. He's a brilliant guy. He's a defensive guru. He's a defensive genius guy, and he's a very intelligent guy. And I'm not. That's why I'm not. I just think Youngstown State historically needs to do a better job getting these kids when they're younger in this area, and not waiting until they're maybe seniors to invite them there. Walk-ons. And I'm not, and it's just, as a high school coach, we see that, and we talk about that. And I think the world of YSU, but if there's one thing that would be, like, we'd like to see in the area as coaches is we have borderline guys that can go play. And don't tell me getting some guy from Florida, some guy from Florida is going to play harder than some guy that's from Youngstown. He's just not going to. And that's just, he's just not going. Now, unless the guy's intrinsically motivated for some reason, but better chance than not, you're going to get the guy from the Valley to play harder for the Valley.
I think if we took a poll in our newsroom and we wanted to pick a high school coach that we'd like to have a beer with, you'd be, you know, pretty much
near
the top
it, yeah.
of the list. But if, yeah. if you could have a beer with any coach in the area, who would it be?
Brungard, because he might not have a. If I could talk him into having a beer with me, that'd be great, wouldn't it be? He's probably not drinking a whole lot. I don't know. He's a good guy, so I don't know. I don't know, and I joke about that. You know, I don't know. I've been fortunate to spend a lot of time with a lot of the guys. So, you know, I love coaches and I love being around football and talking football. And I talk to a lot of them and they're all great guys. Hey, they're all great guys. They're all great guys. And they all, like I said, Brungard joking because he's a real Christian guy. He's a good man. No, he's a good man.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
And they come from all these different cuts of cloth. You know what I mean? And, but hey, you know, one thing you meet with all these coaches and find out is, they all love the team. They're good teammates. And they all have these core values and core principles of team and family first. And that's truly like you could see that with in some everybody's different, but they have these core principles, these guys. Having a beer, I don't know. I'd rather be with you guys, talk shop. You know what I mean?
That just made Brian stay right there.
Yeah, that's I'll take you down right now after this, we'll go to V2 and have a beer, man. Beer on Coach Haig, dude.
Dan, you got any
You know, I'm still recovering from, you know, my epic defeat from the Die Hard question. So,
how are you gonna bring this back?
I don't know. I don't know, man. Like, part of me wants to be like, listen, you know, like.
Get serious, Get serious. Yeah. It's not a Christmas movie. Get serious.
You know.
Here's a better question. Could they make Blazing Saddles today?
No.
It's an American classic. I laugh, Cool Hand Luke, all these shows that I once watched and went, oh my God, this is the humor. Could Archie Bunker exist today?
No.
All in the Family. Could that exist?
He could not threaten to send people to the moon.
I mean,
do I have the wrong TV show? Archie Bunker's The Honeymooners, correct?
Was Archie Bunker the Honeymooners?
Oh my God, my pop culture ignorance has derailed the show.
All in the Family. Was All in the Family?
Hold on.
And they played the piano.
Oh my God.
Isn't that the guy at the beginning of it?
This went from sit down and talk, you know, weird stuff with Andy Haig in the third segment too. Yeah. Brian has to explain things later on.
Hey, Die Hard's not a... Hey, Die Hard, we fear, is a Christmas movie. Maybe. They're not going to make Blazing Saddles. Yeah. They can never make that today. And was All in the Family, the guy that playing the piano. They could not make it, though. Was it Archie Bunker? No?
Yeah. I feel like we need, like, Tom Williams right past, because one of the
one of them's going to get mad saying, you idiots didn't know that.
Yeah. Damn millennials.
you know? Like, really.
I would pose that even something like Family Guy would probably not clear it, even though there's, like, a 20-year gap between the genre that we're talking about.
No, you're right.
And, you know, the show, if it wasn't started back in the late 90s, that probably doesn't get cleared now.
1,000,000%. Things got weird and touchy in this country. And a lot of things that we watched growing up that we just didn't think about, you know, now, you know, it's like, wow, that's crazy. Or there has to be a show made up of it, a remake of it with girls as Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or it's just, it's over the, it's just, it's wild, man. Things got wild. Things got weird, man.
Through all the interviews I've done with you, you've never been afraid to slide in, you know, a Stand for the Anthem or America First, you know, in a
fucking
interview.
Right, man.
Have you? I've only been in this area for about 3 years. Have you always been, you know, that way, or was it just you became more empowered as time went on?
Probably as time went on, you know what I mean, and things kind of got. Then our society started getting the pendulum needs to go back to the middle. Pendulum needs to go back to the middle, and I think it starts with values. The conversation just starts with values. You know what I mean? What can we do to promote what we feel is important, which is God, family, grades, football, like that kind of stuff. Like what we're going to do would be like this, and that's all it is. And you know what? Nothing we're doing is bad, and nothing we're doing is edgy. Walking out the flag should be like, well, that's good, son. You shouldn't be given awards for that. We did that, and the VFW made me the Teacher of the Year in the state of Ohio. They shouldn't have. Nobody's, because we're like that. Well, you know what I teach? I think there's better teachers in my hallway than I am. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm serious. That are doing differentiated instruction and methods and that kind of, you know, it's very important.
What did you make of it when they picked you for that?
I told them that, and they said, well, that's great, and they're going to get awards for that. There's going to be organizations that give them awards for that. We're going to give you awards for this because of this. And the greatest accomplishment I ever got was with VFW saying, we're going to give you this award because of you guys believe in, like, you guys act like this. And it's, well, I'm not acting. We're like that. So be yourself and don't be apologetic about it. And some people aren't going to like it. I understand that. Don't offend them. Don't say things to inflame them or provoke and antagonize. But you can talk about an issue and not apologize if you're talking about logic and reason, right?
Right.
Well, that's how we feel about, and we play like that because our guys are 86-14 in 100 games. And that's not a credit to me. That's a credit to the parents of the children that send their kid to Western Reserve because they allowed us to coach their children a certain way that the rest of society is not doing. And it's just a little edgy, but it's value-driven. And I'm not saying these things like, hey, we're not just the kids believe because the parents allow the coaches to be a certain way. And that's just reflected, man.
Coach Hake, any parting thoughts for, you know, the Valley? Anything you want to get off your chest? And
I think it's a tragedy that the Vindicator is closing. I don't know who's going to fill this. And I really mean that. And I mean that full-heartedly. And what you guys have done as a collective organization through the years has promoted high school sports. And you guys are going to be completely missed. I don't know who's going to replace you. It's midnight in the Valley, man. And people just don't realize it right now. But it's midnight in the Valley because the Vindicator's closing. And you guys done a great job through the years, man. Right on, man.
Yeah, I mean, right on.
I'm looking in the background.
As the lights literally close out, we will say goodbye to the Vindy Sports Live viewers.
Vindicator first, USA first, man.
Damn straight.
And got that right.
We
got
wish you guys a great weekend. Brian Zest, Dan Heiner, and Andy Hake signing off.
Thanks, guys.